אוקיי,
Okay, so the last thing we discussed was issues of Meiser Sheni, Red Esrog Shel Meiser Sheni, Isa Do of Meiser Sheni, is a Chayav and Chala, right? Matzah of Meiser Sheni, can you be Yotze? Can you be Yotze the Mitzvah with it? Okay, fine. Leima Mesayeli, Isa Shel Meiser Sheni, Ptura Mina Chala, Divrei Rav Meir. So maybe this is, you know, coherent with the statement that, Isa shel Meiser Sheni, a bread which is Meiser Sheni, a dough which is made from Meiser Sheni is potter from Chala. That's according to Rabbi Meir. Right? And that's consistent with what we said. V'chamerim, chamim say chayev es bechala. Chachamim say it's chayev in Chala. And that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, in fact. Right? We pass that, Rabbi Meir. Right? Leima mesayeli. Hee-hee! The Gemara says, what do you mean, leima mesayeli? Maybe this is coherent. It's the same statement. It's exactly the same thing. Ella midbeha plagi behanami plagi odil mashaini miisa de amar kara arisei sechem terei zimni. Rather, maybe you would have thought, what's the lema mesayeli? Maybe the lema mesayeli here has nothing whatsoever to do with the Chala. It is exactly the same statement with regard to Chala, right? The Mesayele here is regard to Esrog. Maybe this statement that Rabbi Meir in fact does pater an Isa of Meiser Sheni from Chala, even in Yerushalayim where it can be eaten, right, means that an Esrog Shel Meiser Sheni is also possible for the mitzvah. Right? Maybe that's what that means. And the answer is, well, maybe not. Why? Because with Chala, it's true with an Esrog we say, Lachem, Mishelachem, it should be yours. Right? But with Chala we say Arisoi Seichem, Reishis Arisoi Seichem twice. So maybe we're darshaning Arisoi Seichem twice to include even Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is sort of on the middle, right? On the one hand, it's not completely yours in the sense you can't use it for whatever you want. Right? Rashi assumes that means it's really not yours at all, you're just allowed to eat it. But on the other hand, maybe it is a little bit yours because Tachlis, you're the one who can eat it and not somebody else. Right? You are the one who has the option to it. Therefore, it's somewhere in the middle, so maybe you thought it would have been Rechayev in Chala, Kamashma, it's not. Right? Since we don't have that extra Lachem in Esrog, we'll say that any Lachem is good enough, even any Mishal Lachem, any Esrog which is yours is good enough, you might have thought even Esrog Shel Meiser Sheni. Right? So maybe that's why from this Brice on its own, you couldn't have learned that statement, because from this Brice, you might have thought that this is a rule only with Chala, because it says Arisechem twice. From all the previous statements, we can see pretty clearly that Rabbi Meir would hold that any Esrog Shel Meiser Sheni is possible in Yerushalayim. Okay. Shel Truma Tamea Psula, the late bar heter achila. So an Esrog of Truma Tamea is possible because it cannot be eaten. Remember we discussed yesterday, right? That everybody agrees that it has to be kosher to eat. There is a question of whether it has to be owned by the person, right? As well. That was a machlik samurai. Vishal truma tehora lo yitol, right? And you should not use an esrog which is from truma, which is tohor, right? Pligi ba rabbi ami ve rabbi asi. Chamar mipnei shemachshira. Chamar mipnei shemachsida. One of them thought it means because mipnei shemachshira. You'll make it mekabel to. Excuse me. You'll make it mekabel tuma. Basically, what they did. What does it mean to make it? You'll make the esrog mekabel tuma. How do you make something mekabel tuma?
There's like seven things, right? You get a wet or something.
I'm sorry.
Oh no, that's to make it mekabel tuma.
How do you make it so that it was not mekabel tuma up until this point? Now it's mekabel tuma. How do you engineer that situation with food? What? No, no. Or, I mean, not just. Yeah, first, you pick it, and then what?
Deal.
Very good, right? So there are seven mashkim, right? That if they fall on a liquid le rotzon, right, willingly, the pasuk says ki yutan mayim al zera, but it's spelled ki yitain mayim al zera. The Gemara Kiddushin darshens ki yitain dumya ki yutan dumya le ki yitain, right? So it should be ki yutan. It can fall on its own, but it has to be similar to ki yitain when you put it on deliberately. What's that case? It means it fell on its own, but you wanted it there. And the seven liquids are water, dew, milk, honey, bees honey this time, unusually, right? Bees honey,
blood,
but not blood kochim, not the blood of kochim. Wine and oil, not on olive oil. Those are the seven liquids which can be machshira. So, why would it become kosher l'kavol tumma if you use an esrog of truma tahora for the chag? Not intuitive, right? So the reason why Rashi says is because they would actually soak it in water. They would leave it in water, so they would leave the whole araminim in water, so it wouldn't dry out.
That's smart.
So that obviously is machshira to be mekabel tumma. Yeah. Right, it's a sociological thing, right? Not that you need to do it, but they did. That was how they prevented from drying out. It was days before refrigeration, right? And therefore, since that was how they prevented it from drying out, and it's for sure machshir, the esrog to be mekabel tumma, you don't want to be machshir truma to be mekabel tumma if you don't have to, because it might become tamei. And if it becomes tamei, then we have a problem. Truma should not become tamei, right? But it's much easier if you just keep it in the realm when it's not mekabel tumma. Yeah?
Cool.
Okay.
Is this talking about a case where the
coin
wants to use it?
Or Israel, who owns it legally.
But he can't eat it.
I mean, it's not treif. Like, there are Jews who can eat it, so... I don't know if that would mean that Israel... No, yes, there is a case of Israel illegal entry if he inherits from his grandfather. Right, would that be... Interesting question, I'm not sure. Right? Is it his eating, the fact that he can eat it, or is it the fact that it's edible, that it's not treif? I'm not sure. Right? Fine. And so, v'chad amar mipnei she mafsida. Anyway, you make it less appealing. When you're handling it, you're constantly sort of waving around, you're sweating and you're getting a little bit of dirt on, sort of whatever, it's not so appealing to eat it after that. Note, by the way, especially in those times when it wasn't a given that everybody had their own esrog. Right? This was a very valuable fruit back in the day. So, you know, a community will buy one, two esrogim and pass them around, certainly in times of Rishonim, but I suspect it was thrown in time of Moran as well. Right? It really, really, really is getting passed around. It's a little bit up by the end of the chag. Okay. Fine. Maybe now what's enough? Kamina kigun shekarali Hashem chutz mikli pasa chitzoy. No, leman the amar mibneishem afshirei. Kaman the amar mibneishem afsida leika. What's enough, Kamina? Well, what if you made this esrei truma except for his peel? Right. If you made a truma except for its peel, if you were to say this esrog is the truma from the pile except for the peel, right? Then, right, it's not becoming gross from being handled because the peel is what's becoming gross, and that's not truma, right? But it's still becoming kosher l'kavol tumah. By the way, there is in this statement a tremendous kiddush that you can't even do that. Right? It's clear, but like as in. Okay. Leman the Arab nation. Ve'im natal kasheira, but if you did it, it's kasher. Leman the Arab nation ain't by heter achila harish by heter achila. Leman the Arab lefisha ain't by din mamain harish by din mamain. It doesn't matter whether you think the problem is that it's not edible. By Meister Sheni. Excuse me. Was it Meister Sheni? Which one was the Orla? Right. Well, you think Orla is possible to use for Arab aluminium because it is not edible, meaning it's faster to eat it, right? Or because you don't own it, it makes no difference. Here, you can eat truma, right? Or at least somebody can eat truma. And in addition, it is, in fact, you know, something you can own. It has monetary value.
So I went to a tree, and I'm not walking.
I'm going to say, probably apostle. Okay, fine. Vashel Demai, right? Remember that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai disagree about whether you can use an esrog shel Demai. To discuss what is Demai, right? We discussed this, but we'll go over it again. Demai means. So, basically, in the time of Chazal, there were Chaverim and Amei Aretz, right? Chaverim, people who were Ne'eman, who believed that they took Trumas and Maestris properly, and Amei Aretz are people who are not. Right? Why not? Because sometimes they didn't. Most of the time they did. They were, you know, from Yerush Shamayim, whatever. One of them, you had one who wasn't. And because there was no way of distinguishing within the group, right? Your average person is an Am Haaretz, meaning he's totally ignorant, right? You can't tell if he's so righteous. It's not so easy, right? So because of that, we basically assume that any produce an Am Haaretz sold is will have had the trauma taken, and the reason why is because we know that all Am Haaretz were careful about trauma, that they knew that if Tevel, which has trauma still in it, is not Mitzvah B'Dishmonim, right? Tevel, which has had a trauma taken out, they thought was not an Mitzvah B'Dishmonim. Now they were wrong. Right, Tevel, which had so much trauma taken out, was still an Issa B'Dishmayim because it had the trauma Smeiser in it. Right, trauma Smeiser is also an Issa B'Dishmayim, but they didn't realize that, and so they thought that it was only alive, and that they were willing to violate, and so they weren't always careful. Most of the time they were still careful. We assume they were mostly careful, and therefore this is only a rule Darabana. Still, in Darabana we have a Chumrah that they weren't necessarily careful about, and therefore we have to be Mafrish again from dry Smeiser. Trumas Meiser and Meiser Rishon, Trumas Meiser and either Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani, depending on the year. Right? And you have to get into all sorts of complicated rules. Do you actually have to be Mavrish Meiser Ani? I'm not going into the details right now. Right? And Beit Hillel says you can use the Mai, even though you're not allowed to eat it. And Beit Shammai says you can't. Right? And my time out of Beit Hillel, what's the reason? They still have an interesting cheetah, right? There are certain exceptions to the rule of Mai. For example, Nachsanya, somebody's visiting somewhere where he doesn't live and he doesn't have any food there, right? He's eating at somebody else's place, he can eat the Mai. There are heterim to the Isser. Chazal didn't create a blanket Isser. Similarly, Aniim are allowed to eat the Mai. They don't have to be remafresh from us. Right? Therefore, say Beit Hillel, since theoretically you could declare all of your property the hefker, by doing so you would become an ani, and therefore it would be mutter for you to eat mai. Even now, you can use an edmai for an esrog because it's sufficiently yours.
Interesting.
Right? There's a sufficient heter achila.
Could you say that for any leniency by ani? I don't know how extensive the heterium of ani is, but could be there for any.
No, it's a specific rule in the Mai, that the Mai becomes mutter that
way. No, but I'm saying, for any leniency for an Ani that exists, apart from the Mai, if there are any.
Oh, I mean, this is a relatively unusual occurrence. And you might be able to apply it in some other place that applied, but I don't know what that would be. Okay. Right? This non-machin is a Ani and the Mai, it's a Chsanya Dmai, because the Mishnah says that you can feed a Ani and Dmai, and you can feed a Chsanya, somebody's visiting somewhere he doesn't live, Dmai. Or we shall my Ani, loy achil Dmai. This non. The non-machin is a Dmai. It's a Ani and Dmai, it's a Chsanya Dmai, Vamara Bunna Tana, we shall my Ami, Ein machin is a Ani and Betsa Chsanya Dmai, we shall Rim, machin is a Ani and Dmai, it's a Chsanya Dmai. The Gemara says, don't be shall my agree. That you can feed a niyam dmai, as we see in the Mishnah, that you can feed a niyam dmai. Meaning, what's this statement that Beisham, don't Beishamai agree with the Mishnah? Why should Beishamai necessarily agree with the Mishnah? The Mishnah was written after Beishamai. Sounds like the expectations that would have been written in. If Beishamai disagreed, then we should have known about it. Rav Huna said, no, they really did. We have a bright that says Beishamai says, they really disagreed about this. Beishamai says a niyam and Achsanya cannot eat dmai. Nobody's allowed to eat the Mai, is just treif, and they still disagree. Okay. Shall Meiser Sheni be Yerushalayim? That's where Shall Meiser Sheni Israel be Yerushalayim. The man the Arab nation machshira harim machshira. The man the Arab nation machshida harim machshida. The same disagreement about why you should not use an Esrei Shall Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. But if you did, it's kasher. Right? It's an Esrei Shall Truma in Yerushalayim. But if you did, it's kasher. Will apply to Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Right? Why? Because you're allowed to eat Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So
I don't know.
If you're allowed to use, if you're worried that it's going to become, that you're going to be makshir, that it's going to become mekabel tumah, and then it'll become tumah and you won't be able to eat it, that's true of an Esrei Shall Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim as well, not just of an Esrei Shall Truma. And if you're afraid that people will be handling it all the time and it won't look so good after that, nobody will want to eat it, that's true of Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim as well. Right, both these reasons apply just to Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim, just like they did Truman. The reason why is because Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim still has kedusha. You're still meant to eat it. You're meant to eat it all betara. You're meant to eat it with lifnim in a chomets. Right, there are rules about it.
Cool.
ואם נטל שירן, if you use it in fact, it's kosher. למען דארם נישא אין בהתר אכילה דברי הכל. למען דארם נישא אין בדין ממן, המני רבונן היא. And if you were to use it, then it would be kosher. Well, according to the opinion that the requirement of lachem that it should be yours is not satisfied unless you can eat it, everybody would agree on this statement, right? Because you can eat an esrei shamayis v'shein Yerushalayim. According to the person who thinks that it's really about owning it, well, Rabbi Meir says you don't. Therefore, this must be the opinion of Rabbanon, which he says is really the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, parenthetically, and I don't want to go into the details now because it's complicated, right? The Rambam here paskins against Rabbi Meir. Even the Rambam in general paskins that Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoa, like Rabbi Meir, he paskins that an Esrei Shel Truma Torah V'Shal Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim Lo Yitol Shem Yachshir L'Tumah Ve'im Natal Kasher. If you use it, it's kasher. So that tells you that he's paskining that the real reason is Ein Baheter Achila. Right? So that's the way you paskin. Someone's hard to pin down an afterminus. He's clearly paskin in that way because he paskins that Esrei Shel Meiser Sheni you can use in Yerushalayim, even though he paskins every mayor that Meiser Sheni Raman Gavoa. Okay. Alsa Chazazis, they've got bubbles on it. Right? It started putting out bubbles. And then we're not talking about the little bumpiness on the Esrei. That some people say is Bichal Hidr. Some people say it's not, some people say it is. Right? We're talking about like, really got bubbles. Rav Chista said, and this should be familiar to everybody here, this thing Rabbeinu Gadol said, who's Rabbeinu Gadol according to Rav Chista? We have. Who's Rabbeinu Gadol? Very good, Rav, right? The most important Bavli Amora, the most important Talmud of Rebbe, Bechuli, right? Came back from, he made Aliyah to Yisrael, he learned under Rebbe, he got Smichas Eretz Yisrael from Rebbe, that's why he's called, the Gemara says that's why it's called Rav, even though his name was Abba, he was Rabbi Abba, he was one of the many Rabbi Abbas, but because he got Smichas Eretz Yisrael from Rebbe, he was named Rav, as opposed to Shmuel, who did not. Right? And then he came back to Bavel, he brought all the Torahs of Rebbe back to Bavel. Right? And he said this, right? He said that Chazazis, bubbles on the Esrei are only really a problem if it's only one place. That's very ugly. But if it's sort of all around, that actually doesn't look, paradoxically, doesn't look quite as bad. Something like that, right? And therefore, that would actually be kosher. Rav Chista says that's narishkeit. Chas v'sholim, Rav should say such a thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive him for making such a terrible mistake. Right? Amarli Rava Adraba Bishnaim Shushamakumes Havit Lake Minumar Apostle. Rav is, there is no possible svara to say that. Rav did not say that. Right? Rav was a chasha person. Like I said, we've had this exact discussion with what?
We had this with berries.
Berries
on the
very good. Exactly the same discussion showed up with berries on the Hadassim. If you have bunches of berries on the Hadassim, is it one bunch or meant multiple bunches of apostle, according to Rav? Right? So Rava said, no, that makes no sense. It looks terrible if you've got a few patches of bubbles. One patch of bubbles, like you can ignore it or you can turn it into the love or something, whatever. Some will make it work somehow. Right? Multiple patches of bubbles, disgusting. Right? It looks like it's a leopard. It looks like the minumerim is a namer, is a leopard. So it means it's spotty, like a leopard. It doesn't look nice. Ella yismar asefer yismar amiutoi kosher. Right? Amar avchista dar azera vino galam reo amakam yeh bezre leishan ala makam echad ala b'shnaim v'shleiv makam it's havi leike minumer upasol. Okay. What we're talking about is actually about mi'atoi. What does that mean?
Minority.
A little bit got taken out.
It's like a bubble in. It's
what?
Like, it's like a crater.
It's like you made a dent in the. You made a dent in your esrog, right? So Rav, he said, Rav Chista said, "Davar this, Rabbeinu Agadol said, v'hamakim yevias rakash baruch should forgive him such a terrible mistake." They only said this b'makim echad in one place, right? Meaning, they only said it was kosher if it was mi'atov, it was a little bit if you managed to make a dent in it in one place. But if you make a multiple dent in it, then already two or three places, it's pasul, it's menumer. It's like it's spotted like a leopard, and therefore it's pasul. That's actually what Rav Chista said, and Rav Chista disagrees, but even so we pass him like Rav.
But why would he say, Hashem help me for the svara?
He thought it was very wrong. We disagree with him. We pass him like Rava, right? Amarava ve'al chatmai ve'afil b'mashun nami posel. So, and Rava said, it's chutmai. It literally means it's nose, and I'll explain in a second what that means, right? Even the smallest point portion, which is chaser, is going to be chaser. Now, what does the chotem mean? Okay, so Rashi here says that it means the entire upper half of the esrog. Right? Meaning if you have a dent in the lower half of the esrog, towards the stem, that's fine. From the equator, so to speak, of the esrog and up, it would be possible, even the smallest dent would make it possible, Me'ikar hadin min ha-Torah. Fine. Right, that is what Rashi says. Now, there are different deos in Rishonim. That is, however, what we pass in. Right, we pass in, let's make up in Rashi, there are deos in Rishonim that it's either just the bit that's above the esrog, right, meaning what we call the pitma. Right, so forget if you cut it off, but if you dent it a little bit, right, maybe that's what we're talking about here. Right? By the way, the implication is Rashi doesn't think that's a problem, because that's more part of the Ikara Pri. Right, if you dent that bit, what we call the pitma, if you just dent it, don't knock it off, dent it, right, that would not be an issue, but it's not part of the Ikara Pri. Some Rishonim say that's a problem, some Rishonim say it's like somewhere in between then. Yeah?
Why is the top so much more important than the bottom? It goes with like the black spots.
It's more visible. Where do you hold this, right? Towards the bottom, no? Okay. Shreyach.